Scientific tool from plant waste. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. About 500 times smaller than a human eyelash, researchers at the University of Florida have created a plant waste nanotube to deliver DNA directly into the nucleus of human cells and tissue culture to correct genetic conditions. The nanotube is made up of lignin from plant material obtained from a UF biofuel pilot facility and is much more flexible and less toxic to human cells than rigid carbon nanotubes currently being used. Lignin is an integral part of the secondary cell walls of plants and enables water movement from roots to the leaves, but is not used to make biofuels and would otherwise be discarded and burned. The lignin nanotubes can be made from a variety of plant residues, including sorghum, poplar, loblolly pine, and sugarcane. In cases of genetic disorders, a nanotube would be loaded with a functioning copy of a gene and injected into the body, where it would target the affected tissue, which then makes the missing protein and corrects the genetic disorder. Although researchers caution that treatment in humans is many years away, among the conditions that these gene-carrying nanotubes could correct include cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy. Another application under consideration is to use the lignin nanotubes for the delivery of chemotherapy drugs in cancer patients, ensuring the drugs only get to the tumor without affecting healthy tissues. The next step in the research process is to begin experiments on mice. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.